Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
Hashtag third hour. We got 3.5 minutes until the trade deadline. No movement on the Heat that we know of so far. I mean, I'm sure some stuff can go into the office and then trickle in.
Oh, yeah. No, the stuff always gets reported after the actual deadline.
Not too much afterwards, though.
Woj is reporting that, it's Woj is reporting that the Knicks and center Enes Kanter are working on separation.
Well, what are you going to do?
No more heckling fans behind Eric Reed yelling for Kanter?
Nope. Nope. Just Kanter only has to just worry about everything that he's got going on over in Turkey. Oh, yeah.
Well, they'll still find a way to chant, even when he's out there. Hey, where's Kanter at?
Where's Kanter? Who in the Mecca, bro?
It's kind of sad that he's getting cut or he's going to leave.
It's not that sad. It's very insincere by you.
It's kind of sad.
He'll find a spot.
He's got international problems.
He's going to be fine, man. They're not making him go back.
The international problems aren't going to go away just because he got cut.
I don't trust, I don't know. I feel like he's got better protection if he's with the team.
This is maybe your most ridiculous take.
No, I'm serious.
I've got to be honest with you.
You don't fear for Enes Kanter's safety?
Nah. Enes Kanter? He's probably got protection 24/7.
The Knicks have, team security.
Really?
Yeah.
The security that took out Charles Oakley?
Yeah, that security.
Okay, yeah, I trust them. They have fantastic judgment. They handcuffed the legend.
I would say he's safe here.
Yeah, we fine.
When he goes back home, he might have issues.
Go somewhere.
Huh. And he can't travel to countries that will extradite him. Other than that, he's fine.
Crazy. Man, things are looking quiet on the Heat front as far as things are going right now.
I don't say that because any second now we could see another one.
Well, usually, the trade deadline's in a minute and a half, but sometimes these things don't get reported till 3:30 or something like
Houston,
that.
We have a problem.
Yeah, we're just not on the same page today, boys. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we were shook up from last
night. Well, you said something could still happen. I gave it more specific, a 3:30 a trade could still happen. I added on.
I agree.
Copy.
I think we're all shook from last night. It was a different thing. We got some actual legit news if you want some NFL stuff, because we might as well get to that before we're going to be swung by NBA stuff.
We also have a very sad death in the sports family.
Yeah. So why don't we get to headlines, because we got a lot of stuff to get to. Crazy.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Baseball legend Frank Robinson has passed away, so we mourn his loss. I know the NBA is the big topic, but we will stay with the baseball for a second, because as it relates to the Marlins, the deal to send JT Realmuto to the Phillies is done. They get back Jorge Alfaro, the catcher, pitching prospects Sixto Sanchez and Will Stewart.
And an international
international boneless
slot money. $250,000.
Yeah, which the Marlins love that.
Yeah, so the next Mesa.
They need to recoup. They need to recoup the money that they gave.
Listen, Mesa's got to ball out.
At least one of them does. At least the older one
is. Is it Victor Mesa?
Yes, Victor's the one that cost them $5 million.
Yeah, okay.
And then Victor Mesa Jr. was
Victor
$1 million.
Yeah, we don't know about Victor Mesa Jr. He may just be here for the party.
It's a package deal. You had to sign them both.
He's like Goran's brother?
Yeah, he's Zoran.
Non-sports related real quick before we get to your NFL news. Apple has released a fix for FaceTime, whereas you can eavesdrop and video drop on people just by dialing them. They're also going to give a compensation to the 14-year-old boy that
Ricky Rubio is back with a tweet.
And?
Airplane mode is off. Help me, Twitter. What jersey will I be wearing next game? With a eyes up emoji. Rolling the eyes emoji.
So he's trolling us.
Yeah, bastard.
Damn it.
Go to hell, Ricky Rubio. Never liked you anyway.
You would have liked him if you'd be
You're
wearing...
not heat culture.
Hell out of my life.
Hell out of my life.
You need to apologize to Goron?
Enjoy Utah. I didn't want to trade him.
Mm.
I didn't. Mm. I want him to stay. I love Goron. I did. I do. Hello.
That sounds a little
I can't stop with that voice. What was your NFL news that I missed?
Oh, Kyler Murray is heading to the NFL Combine, according to Shefty.
Because he said he wasn't going to, right?
No, he said he wasn't
sure.
He
didn't say anything. He just was quiet.
That's right.
He
Dan
just,
Patrick. That's, he that was the
just
awkward conversation
like
with Dan Patrick. And then Dan Patrick asked about a senior day or whatever they call it.
Correct.
Relax.
Relax like, what? Relax
he'll
what?
He'll be fine.
Oh.
He'll be fine. Kyler Murray will be fine.
I'm not saying he's not going to be fine.
I mean, everybody's making a big deal about, told you what happened.
Oh, yeah. I definitely saw people who were like, doesn't sound like a leader. Don't want him as a franchise quarterback. No, you're dumb.
He was, look, here's what they probably told him. Don't answer any questions that could give any information that would lead one to believe which sport you're playing. What ended up happening is now he's got to think about the questions and what answering the questions would or wouldn't do. And he's trying to do that on the run. So,
yeah. New Orleans confirms that they are keeping Anthony Davis beyond the trade deadline, pushing talks into the offseason. Hello, Celtics.
All right. Yeah, Anthony Davis's agent, Rich Paul. He has told Cleveland.com that Davis is not being traded today. Well, good job by
you,
Rich Paul.
He still tells sources to Cleveland.com?
Did he say, not today, boys?
He's probably going to get yelled at by LeBron today.
Oh,
that's what's going to
You think
happen.
He's going to walk into the room? Oh. Rich Paul, minus one.
Oh, he's going to be so mad at Rich Paul.
Oh, LeBron is so salty right now. Although that's probably why the Lakers are going to try to sign Carmelo.
Yeah,
to soften the blow.
Hey, right. Guess what? LeBron, look who's here.
Hey,
it's Carmelo.
It's Melo.
Tell him, listen, Carmelo, the only thing you're here for is to deliver the news. All right, see you later. hey, LeBron, we're keeping all the young guys, including Lonzo Ball and his crazy father who just called you washed. You knew that wasn't going to last a whole year. You thought LeVar Ball was going to stay quiet the whole year.
I did.
Everybody was like, oh, LeBron, he sure shut up LeVar Ball. Nah, he didn't. He was biding his time, and half of that time was in Lithuania. So the only thing that kept you quiet was just a complete separation from C's. That's it. Of course he was going to come out and rip LeBron James, especially when he didn't want his son getting traded to New Orleans. You dummies. Crazy. But anyway, yeah, so Kyler Murray is also going to the NFL draft. And Todd McShay, Leroy.
Yes.
He has put out his mock draft with a 13th pick. The Miami Dolphins select. Kyler Murray. Boom.
Okay.
There's that.
Boom.
You see what he did at number 32 for
the Patriots?
Patriots
pick?
Nope.
Joe Willis.
Oh, that would scare me. Now, the Heat, we're still waiting. Maybe there's trickle-down news.
Well, Barry Jackson just said that they've made no trade today. Carry on.
The Heat is done. Yeah, multiple guys are saying no deals for the Heat. So they have gone through this deadline with relief on the cap. Not fantastic. They got rid of Tyler Johnson. Mickey's a little eased up on the cap, even though Tyler Johnson was his idea in the first place. But, hey, you know. Nobody thought that contract was going to get traded at all. So,
oh, yeah, they found a way. Yeah.
I guess bully for them. And the thing that you don't have to worry about now is you got a plethora of guns. Now, the one thing that will be interesting, because we talked a little bit about the idea that James Johnson looked a little bit more comfortable in his bench role. Nobody has been beating the drum more for starting now than Deion Waiters. And with these two guys gone, I wonder if Spo's going to pull the trigger on that and just be like, all right, big boy.
Roll it.
Let's see what you got. Token starts. You got a couple minutes. Let's see how it rolls. Show me something. Because nobody was looking at that Deion Waiters contract in this trade deadline and be like, hey, I'll trade for that with no picks attached to it. Because that had to just have everybody like, nah, sorry, Miami. Not going to bite on that one. And you really got to see that this thing doesn't completely blow up in your face. I know that he's coming off of injury. He hasn't looked fantastic, you know, save for a couple of Philly cheese vintage moments, but
does he have? Give him time, man. Jeez.
I would give him time if he wasn't popping off at every turn.
Like,
because I don't get enough minutes. Oh, it's because I don't start.
Question.
Oh, I'm not in the rhythm.
Question.
The rhythm of the
question.
Night.
What?
You know how some people just defend themselves because they feel like they're being attacked.
Right.
When you approach a player with, "Hey, why have you sucked?"
Are they approaching him with why he sucked, or are they approaching him with
words?
Are they approaching him with why he sucked, or are they approaching him, "Hey, how do you feel about your role right now?
Why aren't you playing?"
Yeah, that's kind of inferring, like,
right.
"Hey, you should be playing and you're not."
Right.
So
he's defending. It happens.
Can I go into the mind of Philly Cheese, who
okay.
I like. I do like Dion Waiters.
Okay.
I like his personality, but the guy
you always have a butt
who will take 70 shots, even if he started 0 for 69.
Nice.
Because he always has that confidence in his ability to make a shot. It makes a difference to him whether or not he starts or comes off the bench. Where's Philly Cheese swag? If you have such confidence in your abilities, why can't you do it at any point?
No, he didn't say he needs to. You want to hear your name announced in the starting lineup.
Wait. Is he complaining about the minutes or the fact that he's not starting?
Both. He's done both.
Does one go hand in hand?
It depends if you're good or not. I mean, James Johnson started some games and he's played 12 minutes.
Right.
Because he's been durable.
Right. So is that what we need to be like, "Yeah, man, you're making a big deal about nothing. It's the minutes."
Yeah. The last game was, "I'm adjusting to my..." He's had a Rolodex of excuses, man. He's been like,
"What do you want him to say?
I stink right now, and I'm not good, and old Philly Cheese ain't here."
He's coming back from...
Say what it is. Don't be looking left and right. Be like, "Oh, it's the same thing with Hassan. If you're bad last year because you banged up, just let's go on a gentleman's agreement. No one's going to hose each other down."
No, you're going to...
This guy hoses the coach down at every turn.
Right.
Every turn.
Don't hold... Like, I've said the same thing about Hassan. I get his frustration, but you can't hose down the people that are protecting.
But he does.
No, yeah.
He's like...
Him and Philly Cheese from that same school.
What school?
Excuse school.
They got degrees in excuse making?
Oh, yeah.
They come from... Who's the professor there? Adam Gase?
Look, Hassan was the first guy to complain about the things you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now Philly Cheese is doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I can't be the same guy if I don't start.
Whose accent is that?
It's Philly Cheese. Hey, man. Hey. Do you understand, like, why that's...
I understand why it's frustrating,
like,
for...
The guy who has the mentality of, "I don't care how many shots I miss, I'm going to make the next one," is now saying, "I can't get in a rhythm." It makes no sense. He's boxing himself
in. It never does. Look, there's a couple of people that, you know, I can look at this and understand why he's all over the place, right? It's twofold. You're not as good. You're not as healthy. You're not getting the opportunity to play back into shape, okay? There's other issues, other things. But you certainly pick and choose who you're going to nitpick about.
Me? No way.
Most athletes do this. Most athletes, you could follow them with their reasons or the excuses or whatever, and it becomes, "I'm just going to defend myself," or, you know.
I call out Radfinkery at any point. I've done it with Goran Dragic, too. Goran Dragic has annoyed me when he's gone on to these summers, and he's like, "Oh, listen, I'm so tired. I went and played for Slovenia next year. Oh, I'm not in rhythm this year because I didn't play with Slovenia." It's like, bro, it has to be one or the other. You can't tell me that Slovenia helps you and then say, "I didn't play for Slovenia, it hurted me."
You've never done this.
What? Don't tell me I don't know my takes. No. Don't tell me. I got a file cabinet over here of all the people I've hosed down. Trust me. I don't like when Goran Dragic goes, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'm not in rhythm.
You've traded every guy on the team.
Justifiably.
Now you're Justice?
Yup.
You've traded everybody.
You're right.
Now, and you think you can just automatically... No, I'm not flip-flopping.
I don't flip-flop. I take it on a case-by-case basis. When things change...
But there's some players you got to have patience with because they're young.
If patience is justified, I will give patience. If
Are you telling me the justice thing, it wasn't... He was 19!
Oh, get that. You were wearing lobster claws, laughing with all of us. Don't act like you were here being patient Polly. You weren't.
Wait, look. I'm all for giving people a chance to not be 19 anymore. He's 19. I'm not talking about a 35-year-old.
Oh, come on.
I'm talking about a 19-year-old basketball player.
Look. Did we all sit here and have a good laugh at Justice Winslow being unable to make layups?
Yes.
Was he basketball buffering, who could do everything on a basketball court except put it in the rim at point-blank range?
I wasn't like, get rid of him, he's a bum, like you were.
You were. You gave me that look. You're like, yeah, I got that. Yeah, you're right, Tobin. You didn't say it verbally, but you said it with your eyes. Trust me.
Dude, if I'm looking at you like this, and that's what you're getting out of that, we need to have a conversation out loud.
Look, Deion Waiters is going to get this opportunity to start until Goran comes back. And then when Goran comes back, we'll see what happens. I'm going to say, sit your ass down. Because I don't believe that he is going to be in a rhythm this entire year. I think he's going to need an entire offseason to actually be able to do stuff to get into shape like he was when he got his contract and wasn't a fat cat, which he's been.
Wait a minute.
Frisky style.
Wait a minute. You think an offseason is going to help him?
Yeah. You think he's going
to go back to Fat Cat City?
No.
He needs a continuous basketball regimen.
He needs a food chaperone.
Continuous basketball and training program.
Send him to Slovenia.
Really?
Yeah. Let Deion Waiters play with Goran Dragic's Slovenian team. Keep him in shape.
Does he have to do the workout in the Slovenian woods?
No, because that clearly ruined Goran Dragic's knee. Another thing that happened bad in Slovenia. Another thing. Working out like your damn Drago in Rocky IV. You got all these cool things that you'd be working out on. You make $85 million, and you're not working out at some facility. You're working out in the woods. Yes, did it make for a cool montage? Of course it did. But why is the Heat's starting point guard working out on wood crates in the middle of a forest? Can anybody tell me this?
We talked to Goran about it.
Yeah, and we all had a good laugh over it. But who's laughing now with his stupid knee not working?
Why are
you were cackling the loudest.
Yeah.
I didn't know these were going to be the repercussions. Very disappointed.
You were my goodness.
You're never wrong, are you?
No.
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
No, but when new details are presented,
I got to go with where I got to go with.
No, you're never
ask
wrong.
Ask his wife, because she can shut things down.
Who is jumping on a wood crate these days?
Nope.
Who is doing that?
Nope.
Why? Why was he doing that? What is he doing? By the way, here's another thing.
It shouldn't matter. You're training him five times.
Elite players.
I thought box jumping was a thing.
Here's the thing. It is with these cushioned little stack things now. Not actual crates that they delivered God knows what with.
Chickens.
I mean, for all I know, he could have jumped up on that crate and it could have snapped. And why is he doing that anyway? When's the last time you've seen Goran Dragic jump? I'll wait.
Can he dunk?
Like, he has two dunks on YouTube.
I thought Steph Curry was going to dunk the other night. He laid it up.
When he fell down?
No. Like, he had, like, a breakaway.
No, but he did have a very infamous mess up this year where he fell on his face and then got the ball back, shot an air ball.
Yeah.
Even the best of them. Back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
I'm ready.
NBA trade deadline day has been MLB trade deadline day. This is the biggest trade in Miami today. Was JT Realmuto. He is gone.
Well,
traded to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Let me ask you a question.
In the division,
how many people are more excited by the subtractions rather than us adding people for the Heat?
Oh no, we were rooting for subtractions.
Addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
I think people got a little, quenched.
People, it's you. You were the one.
Will you calm down? I haven't even, let me get out the scenario before you even
try and jump down against what I was saying. Because you don't even know what I was going to say. Relax.
It's a lie. Matter.
It's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Okay, go.
I think that people going into this trade deadline thought the Heat were going to do nothing.
Okay.
That it was going to be a complete flat nothing happened. Then, get a little crumb yesterday. Just a little.
Wait. You wore the outfit 3 times.
I'm not talking about wailing, though. I'm talking about the clearing out.
Okay.
Get a little crumb yesterday with Tyler Johnson and Wayne Ellington also with him. And you're like, oh, look at Riles. Still making moves. You know, it's not an exciting move. It's just to lighten up the load on the tax line. Give him some flexibility with some exceptions. But when you do that, and people are like, oh, maybe that was just loosening up. Maybe that was just limbering up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing happens. I think people get a little bit more disappointed because they were thinking, oh, we were going to be in on the action instead of being on the sidelines. And then nothing really happens today. So I feel people are kind of like, ugh, a little bit more disgusted with where they were.
Not even like, with realizing got rid of Bumpy.
Nah, because even with the logjam being gone, I think, you know, with some, ooh, is there going to be some kind of movement with Goron going to the Utah Jazz? And I get it. Look, I think this is probably what happened. I think we look at the Goron situation while the Jazz, they were initially going in on Conley. If the rumors of them going to the Heat as the Jazz of a backup plan was true, Goron's still hurt. So maybe they were saying like, hey, he's banged up. And also, we don't know if he wants to stay or if he wants to go. He's got an option in the summer. So give us a little bit of a little pick sweetener. I don't think that he want to do that. They really don't want to be in the scenario where they're just trading away picks, especially in just giving up pieces to take contracts.
Right.
And he's not one of the worst ones they got. Plus, he turns into an expiring next year. So does Hassan. So I think Tyler was the difficult one. It was a nice run, Bumpy. That's a hell of a story to turn yourself into a G leaguer, losing your teeth all over the place to a $50 million contract. So, yeah, I think people are probably a little bit bummed today because the action happened yesterday, even realizing that it was a benefit to the tax line and all that stuff. If they would have done nothing, I feel like the feeling would have been like, yeah, we knew nothing was going to happen. But yeah. Today you got a little bit of a lot. You went today feeling a little bit alive, like, oh, they're wheeling and dealing. They actually talked somebody into taking the Bumpy contract. Granted, he was a former player here and he won 2 rings with the Miami Heat, but they talked somebody into doing it.
So they got rid of Bumpy, Olynyk.
No, they didn't get rid of Olynyk.
I mean,
that was a texter.
That was a texter. Yeah. Bumpy.
Can't trust these.
Wayne Ellington.
Yeah. By the way, texters, bad job this year with the rumors.
A lot of signs pointing to, because Wayne Ellington, when he got to Phoenix, got bought out. And now a lot of signs of him signing to either. Did you already say this?
No.
Oh, you're good.
Sign to either Houston, probably Houston, maybe Detroit.
Wow, Houston. They would love Houston.
That must be like getting an extra payday then, because Detroit doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. One, it's Detroit. And two, figured he'd want to just get up and running with a contender. Houston makes a lot of sense.
And then get his shots off. He can. Yeah. Make a shoot at
somebody
will.
Said, is this true? Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin in 4 days, they were traded 4 times, then waived.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that part.
That means they never had to move.
Yeah, they're just sitting idly by.
Yeah.
When the agent's like, hey, yeah. I'll let you know. Nobody wants you.
Along with, next time Tobin admits he's wrong will be the first time. You're correct.
I haven't been wrong before.
No, you haven't. Stop lying.
Sure I have.
That is a lie.
I had a crow on national television.
No.
I mean, I was wrong.
No.
I did?
That's not admitting you were wrong.
Sure it is.
That's making a wager on something happening and didn't happen.
Pay my
that's
bets. Not,
no.
Like a
Speaking
man.
Speaking of paying up a bet, first of all, what are you eating? It's really disgusting.
It's fruit and Greek yogurt with some granola. It's
horrible.
You get it from Jimmy the Greek?
No.
Another text writes in on the NunezLaw.com text line. Got a chance to watch Tobin's video of micro-wrestling. Holy hell, never laugh so hard. No wonder you guys are changed forever. Yeah, it's up on my Instagram page, @Brennan_Tobin, and same place on Twitter. Yeah, we're all changed for today because of what we witnessed last night with the Micro Wrestling Federation.
In the ring and outside.
It was insane. We saw little wrestlers motorboating opponents, or using their opponents to motorboat ladies in the crowd. And that's
multiple
that's,
times. That's multiple
gonna,
women.
That's gonna change a person in a certain direction. Also,
one of the participants. He called Leroy Evander Holyfield.
That was
which is not cool.
Right.
It's not cool.
Right.
I'm just there to enjoy the show, sir.
Mind of my own business, wasn't allowed, nothing. What's up, Evander?
Oh, that when I saw Leroy stand up, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I thought it was about to be big on little.
Right.
He couldn't see your ears.
Huh?
He couldn't see your ears? I mean, it would have been an obvious giveaway that you weren't Evander Holyfield.
Oh God.
Minus one, Robbie.
Minus one.
Buddy, he has his ear been off.
I understand. I get that.
We all understand.
Thank you, Robbie.
By the way, usually I'm not uncomfortable, but after further review, I was the only black person there.
No, the DJ.
He don't count.
He works there. He's paid to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, you were the only person there, man.
Yeah, you were the only black person in the audience. Yep.
So he had to call me out.
Did Lonzo have some kind of shady Instagram post?
I don't know.
That's what I'm hearing.
Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo Ball.
You know any other Lonzos?
I couldn't tell if he said Alonzo or Lonzo.
Well, they're good. Like, this is going to be fantastic to watch the Lakers just completely unravel.
You think so?
Oh, my God, yes. This is going to be tremendous. Like, LeBron, he wants all of them traded. He's out there campaigning for how to trade people and how to react to trades. And all these young guys are like, hey, man, what the bleep? You were saying like, hey, play for your brother. Let's go. You know, if he falls, pick him up. And you're out here actively having your agent, even though you're kind of the agent, go out there and get Anthony Davis. And now it's kind of like, it reminds me of WWE Raw. Like a character you haven't seen in a while, all of a sudden just pops out, and it's like, there's LeVar Ball's music. He is there. He is there to mess bleep up. He's going to be on First Take now until the end of the season, just talking trash about LeBron James. He already hosed down his free throw shooting. I mean, what? Lonzo's a better player. Never going to win a title without him. Hey, you would think at this point in the league, LeBron James would know how to shoot free throws. I mean, he came in with just an oozy of takes, just completely obliterating LeBron James. That's not going to go well, man. This is going to be completely chaotic. It's crazy. And LeBron going to LA had to have been thinking, it's LA. Like the difference was, all right, nobody wanted to come to Cleveland. I got it. Place sucks. Sorry, Leroy. But now I'm in LA. I could put you in movies. Who wants to be in the next Space Jam? Come play with LeBron. Nobody really does.
All he got was Melo.
Got Melo. Not even Dwayne wants to come there.
No.
Dwayne's like, I'm going to do my one last dance here, man. Good luck, though. Good luck.
There's still, he could still get the Riley Spo combination.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. That's the next place they're going. And so you're looking around the field. It's like, all right, Durant, probably going to go to New York. Jimmy Butler. Probably either going to stay in Philly or go to New York. Kyrie Irving, he's not going to L.A. That was all gamesmanship. Try and screw with the Celtics. I don't believe that for a second.
Is Kyrie staying with the Celtics?
I think so.
So then they get Anthony Davis.
So you think they're going to re-sign him? Or you think he's going to...
I think they're going to re-sign him.
Yep.
I think they're going to re-sign him.
So Kyrie and Anthony Davis does what?
Wins the East because Kawhi's going to the Clippers. He's not going to play with LeBron James. I would have thought, oh, maybe Kawhi wants to play with LeBron James. Nope, apparently not. Kevin Durant, does he want to go play with LeBron James? Nah, going to go play with the Knicks. So here he is, looking around. Who's coming? Who are the reinforcements? Where's it at? Like, who is the actual game-changing guy? Could he go fleece and get Clay? He really is in this predicament, like, oh, man. Who am I going to pair with? Am I just going to be sitting here with Lonzo Ball for the rest of my career?
Can I ask you a question? Because I've just been marinating on this. So, like, LeVar Ball has to, like, hang around, right? So his son's playing.
Hang around where? The arena?
Yeah. Just, like, be around for shoot around, whatever.
Like, they don't let him in for shoot around.
They let fans in for shoot around.
No, do they?
Yeah. You can go watch shoot around.
You can watch him lay up. I mean, he's probably trash talking LeBron's free throws from the stands.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you think that goes?
You can go watch shoot around like earlier in the day.
No, not before the game. Before the game, yeah.
Right, that's not shoot around.
Somebody would probably give LeVar Ball a press pass.
No.
I just want to know.
Big ball of press.
Like, I'm guessing LeVar has access to the arena. Right?
Not anymore. No. I don't think so.
I just want to know, like, what is that like?
Like, if they cross paths?
Yes.
What are they going to do? Two grown men, what are they going to do? Fight?
Like, do you think LeBron's like, come on.
He's got a crazy old man. You saw what he tried to do. LeBron's a passive-aggressive dude. What he tried to do was send his son to New Orleans. That's what he tried to do. He tried to make the solution was, oh, all right, you're going to talk trash about me, say my kids will never live up to anything because they're named after me. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send your son to New Orleans, and it's going to be the last time anybody's ever heard of him. Because the only reason anybody's heard of him is because he's on the Lakers and your crazy ass.
By the way,
but if your crazy ass is on the Pelicans, no one's going to care.
Where are the other two Savior Ball kids? Where are they at?
Well, LaMelo, I think, begged his dad
to go back to high school.
Yeah, he's trying to go back to high school after the stint in Lithuania. And I think Jello, I don't know where the hell he is. Maybe playing for the Big Three League. I don't know what he's doing.
That family's great.
But he's just, like, it's crazy. Like, LeBron James is sitting here, like, this is the guy who's supposed to ultimately make everybody better around him. And none of these stars want to go play with him. It's weird.
You think it's that? Or they don't want to deal with the...
With what?
A lot of pressure playing with LeBron.
Nobody wants that? Like, you know winning comes with it. Like, isn't that supposed to be the reward?
Yeah.
Ultimately?
True.
And everybody's just like, no thanks. We'll figure it out elsewhere. Do you think it'll change now that, once the Warriors, once they break up, once Kevin Durant stops yelling at the media and he ultimately goes to New York, will that make people want to go play with LeBron?
Why are you so many stars in New York?
Because he is. Or the Clippers. One or the other.
What happened? Wait. If Kawhi and Durant hook up.
Oh.
That would be a big old.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Oh, man. In LeBron's town?
You would love that.
No, I'm a different guy now, man.
I'm a different guy.
I'm not petty about it anymore.
What? You'd have that look on your face for the length of the contract.
This isn't petty to me. This is just funny. It's a disaster situation. It's crazy. Now that the LeVar Ball genie is out of the bottle, and he's gonna actively go trash one of the best player in the league.
How about this? He should have been quiet for like 3 hours, right? And not only was he not quiet, but we hadn't heard from him, and he came out of the gate with that. I'm like, all right.
We're back after this. Yes, it is Bucket of Doom time as we go into our picks.
I need to get my pick on this week.
Yeah, here's where we stand after 1 week. Leroy is in the cellar. He is 1-3. Beast is 2-2. Robbie and I tied at 3-1 after last week's Super Bowl extravaganza with all the prop bets.
Trump didn't tweet over. Trump tweeted 3 times.
Yeah.
When has he ever had
a stretch?
It's
like the one day.
Right.
Let's tell
you,
man.
With all the stuff going on.
Yep. Crazy. I guess he said all he had to say in the interview. I don't know what to tell you. All right, Robbie, what do you got, man?
All right, my turn to draw.
It's my turn, but that's
okay.
Right.
Here you go, Leroy. Here, I haven't drawn yet. Don't. Still good.
Three games.
Three games, yeah. We're back to normal.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
All right. Beast is reaching into the bucket.
Are you serious?
Oh, man, I can't wait what we got. UFC this weekend.
What is this?
There's some UFC in there.
What the hell? What is this?
I love the reactions.
Arizona Hot Shots.
the American Football Alliance League starts.
There's lines on this?
No, I haven't found a line yet, but they might be spreads tomorrow. Now you pick up straight up.
Oh, man. See, we got football back, boys. You should be excited.
This is not football.
That's football. What are you talking about? They got Spurrier? They got Spurrier?
Oh, the Brad Childress is coaching one of the teams.
Chili.
Spurrier cut Steemo, so I'm not happy.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Steve Morris got cut.
It's time to find
someone
else.
Yeah. You got cut from a...
Stop.
You love Steemo.
I do love Steemo.
All right, Leroy, what do you got, man?
All right. I got a lot of UFC here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need some help.
All right.
I have Sam Alvey versus Jim.
Smiling Sam Alvey.
Alvey versus Jim Crew.
Mm-mm.
And then I have Ronnie Yaya.
Yep.
Against Ricky Simon.
All right.
Four for four so far in pronunciation.
Hey, that's what I do. And then I have the Salt Lake Stallions versus the Arizona Hotshots.
The Hotshots, by the way, are the favorite to win the league.
Really? Why's that?
I don't know.
Who they got?
Wait, you did.
Oh,
I had to look. It was there. I'm going to not look.
What do you got, Beast?
The one game I actually might be able to have something on, the Nuggets against the Sixers.
That's Friday.
So we have
I'm
no going to
lose this month. You know why?
Because
it is.
Stupid. Then I have the San Diego Fleet taking on the San Antonio Commanders.
The what?
The Fleet?
Like,
yeah. Well, that's what the Navy's.
You know who the quarterback for the Fleet is?
No.
Josh Johnson, who played the last couple games of the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Johnson's the quarterback.
It's like Keanu Reeves and the Replacements.
Then I have the Memphis Express.
They already had an Express.
Against the Birmingham Iron.
Oh, my God. Did we mention yesterday that Bob Stoops is in the XFL? I think we did.
Yeah. I brought it
up. That's crazy. Vince McMahon. Going in, he's going all in for. He's got such a success in
the WWE. Not just the coach, but the GM as well.
Crazy.
Go ahead.
What do you got, Robbie?
All right, I'll start off with I got a little bit of a prop, but Israel Adesanya versus Anderson Silva.
I can't wait for that fight.
But my choices are Adesanya wins by TKO or knockout or any other result. Those are my two choices because Adesanya is a huge favorite.
This could be bad for Anderson Silva.
Yeah, he's old,
but he's also a legend.
Wait. Wouldn't it be amazing if he got knocked out like he'd been knocking fools out for years?
I mean, it would be amazing, but also tremendously sad because he's a legend.
I mean,
he's been getting whooped.
Circle of time is
circle
undefeated.
And I got the main event.
This guy worshipped him. He loves Anderson.
Also, when he kicks him in the side of the face,
it's
gonna
hurt.
It's crazy. What else you got, Robbie?
All right, and I got the main event: Kelvin Gastelum against Robert Whittaker.
Good fight. Really good fight.
It's in Australia, and Robert Whittaker's from New Zealand. You
can watch it at the Cheetah.
Robert Whittaker's been in a ton of awesome fights. The only thing I would say with him, he gets hurt every fight.
He never wins?
No, he wins a lot. He's the champ.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he always breaks something.
Is this Gastelum going to make weight on like his Yoel Romero?
Yeah, he's kind of – that's why he's at 185. Like all things being equal, like he probably should have the discipline to be a 170-er, but he's talented, and he's a middleweight, so he fights at 185.
And finally, I already checked the TV guide, 8 o'clock on CBS tomorrow night, the Atlanta Legends versus the Orlando Apollos. Oh, you bet I'm watching that.
Good God.
The Orlando what?
The Apollos.
That's
Spurrier's
team.
That's Spurrier's team, yeah.
I'm about to say, is Leroy trying to talk like Pootie Tang?
I got to do the Pootie Tang.
I got Nadia Kassem taking on Montana De La Rosa. At UFC 234, I also have Dong Hyun Kim against Devontae Smith.
That's the main event of the prelims, so you can catch it on ESPN.
By the way, did you see the ESPN numbers with the ESPN Plus came out? 2 million subscribers they've had.
Ooh.
2 million subscribers. Now, how many people are going to remember to cancel? I don't know. But that initial UFC burst has worked out tremendously for them. And
well,
it's really good
that you use those numbers to sell stuff.
That $5, though, like is it good value for $5? $5, you get a ton of stuff.
The only thing better than that is signing up to Perk on The Athletic. That's the only better deal than that.
And finally, I got Heat at Kings tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. The Heat will have Ryan Anderson in uniform. I think I saw that he's wearing number 31.
And the Kings off Harrison Barnes.
Old Shane Battier's number. Big pants. Thank you, Robbie. Here you go, boys. You nervous? You've never thrown on the doom at the bucket of doom.
I'm nervous because I don't even know how
to throw. Not for picks.
I don't even know what I'm picking.
No, I have no idea.
You gotta do some research.
I
look at the roster.
I have you. I hang out with you. You're my research.
Yeah. But no, but on your whatever league this is.
Come on, it's insulting.
Why is it insulting? It's good to get a job. That's cool. Maybe it can
let me repeat this. Salt Lake Stallions
and
Arizona Hotshots. That is the name of a team that's hot. Not in a movie.
Just because something is not at the highest level.
Well, it's hot in Arizona.
Just because something's not at the highest level does not mean it cannot be entertaining.
I got the Birmingham
Didn't
Iron
say that.
Proof of last night.
Okay, well, look. What does that say about your football career if you get cut from this league?
I don't want to talk about it.
Just saying.
Nothing great.
By the way, Trevor Knight's the quarterback for the Hot Shots. Remember, he's a former Oklahoma quarterback. Katy Perry wanted him.
Do you know anyone on the Birmingham Iron?
No, I don't. You got to do your research. That's what's
Rick Neuheisel's coaching the Hot Shots.
Hey, tomorrow's
Rick
for breaking
Neuheisel.
It down. You go do your homework,
okay,
and figure it out. You got until you got
Hugh Freeze, offensive coordinator.
You got 24 hours.
Hey, Robbie, can we just make a rule on these games? Like, even if there is a line, can we just pick them straight up?
Nope, don't listen to them, Robbie.
Lines are lines.
You
might get lucky. They may not have a line until Saturday, so we may be picking them straight up anyways. I'm still hunting for lines. Even Curtis doesn't have them yet.
Curtis Berger, come on next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.